You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Ennis News. This morning, the Secretariat of the Committee of the Vietnam Youth Alliance of Kansas City solemnly held a meeting to celebrate the 67th traditional anniversary of the Vietnam Youth Alliance, October 15, 1956, October 15, 2023. In the meeting, participants watched musical routines performed by members and young people of the Vietnam Youth Alliance of Kansas City and video clips about outstanding activities of the Vietnam Youth Alliance of Kansas City in recent types that contribute to building an increasingly stronger alliance and reviewing traditional values history of the Vietnam Youth Alliance through ages. Also this morning, deputies of Kansas City's National Assembly delegation contacted voters in Xuân Thắng Kemien Thới Lai Suburban District. Voters proposed the National Assembly, the government, the Ministries of Agriculture and Rural Development and Industry and Trade consider stabilizing agricultural material prices and agricultural output prices. Voters also wanted the National Assembly to strengthen supervision of projects of upgrading roads, riverside areas, and residential areas to prevent flooding and high tides along rivers and canals. Voters also recommended that the authorities strengthen the direction of strictly handling malicious and false information on social networking sites and black credit lending establishments that affect the security and order in the area. Yesterday evening at the Horn of Kansas City Public Security, City Women's Union of Kansas City organized to reveal the photo contest named the Champ of Alba Bar and Folk Dance Exchange in 2023. After 1 month of launching, the contest received 1,220 photos from individuals and 199 photos from groups. Resultantly, the jury selected 10 best group photos and 11 best individual photos to award the first, second, third, and consolation prizes. The organizers also awarded prizes for likes and shares with the most votes and individual prizes with the highest votes. In Farming Suburb District, Kansas City Farmers Union has just launched the Typical Billionaire Farmers Club. The club consists of 25 members who are good farmers in producing and doing business, earning profits of over 1 billion Vietnam dong a year. These are typical billionaire farmers among the city's hundreds of billionaire farmers, not only enriching themselves and their families, but also creating jobs for many rural workers, lending other farmers to follow. Yesterday morning, the School of Economics, Kantor University, and Unilever International Vietnam Limited Liability Company officially signed the Memorandum of Understanding on Training Cooperation. The ceremony marked an important milestone in the strategic cooperation between Kantor University, School of Economics, and Unilever Vietnam in training and opening up opportunities for students to get closer to multinational businesses and corporations, having students seize learning opportunities, practice knowledge, skills, and attitudes in a potential practical environment. According to a survey by Kansas City Statistics Office, nearly 47% of surveyed businesses expect orders to increase in the last months of 2023. The main products of the industry have increased significantly over the same period, such as fruit products and other canned seeds, crude vegetable oil, wheat stacked products, rice milling, animal feed products, footwear production, iron and steel manufacture, and commercial electricity. On the occasion of the 93rd founding anniversary of the Vietnam Farmers Union, October 14, 1930, October 14, 2023, on the evening of October 13 in Hanoi, the Vietnam Farmers Union honored and awarded the title of 100 Excellent Vietnamese Farmers in 2023 and praised 63 typical cooperatives nationwide. Among 100 Iceland farmers, there is one farmer in Devon province who earns the highest revenue of a smorgasbord, 140 billion Vietnam đồng. One farmer in Kansas City, namely Nguyễn Văn Lơ, in Nhân Nghĩa Cameron from the suburb district, who succeeds in farming Edor Longan with an income of nearly 5 million Vietnam đồng per hectare a year. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.